Okay, so today's Rosh Chodesh Teves. So in the Tefillah for Rosh Chodesh, we say Mizbeach Chodesh, V'tzion Tochen, V'Oros Rosh Chodesh Na'ala Olav, V'Sir Izim Nasa V'Rotzon. Make a new Mizbeach in Tzion. And we'll bring the Korban Ola of Rosh Chodesh on the Mizbeach, and we'll also make the Se'irim, which is the Chatos, for Ratzon, will be acceptable. So the word Mizbeach Chodesh is a little bit striking. You could say Mizbeach, but see in Tochen. Of course it's going to be Chodesh. The whole Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chodesh. It's going to be new. Right? So why does it say... You with it? So why does it say in this particular prayer, Mizbeach Chodesh, B'tzion Tochen? Everything's going to be Chodesh. Okay, so it says in Yechezkel that when Mashiach will come, Nesati Lachem, Lev Chodesh. Hashem says, I'll give you a new heart. Okay, so basically we know that in every heart, every person, there are there's the nefesh, there's the holy neshama, and that's it's a balance. We say that's in the right side of the heart. It says leib chacham limino. The chacham has a heart on his right side. So now the heart has a right and left sections, right chamber, left chamber. So the right side is considered to be the Yetzer HaTov, and the left side is the Yetzer HaRa. This is in Chassidus and Kabbalah. Right is always considered the better side, and the left is considered the more difficult side. And what do we have to do? We have to change our Yetzer HaRa into Yetzer Tov. Yes, Chassidus. That is a major difference, I think, between Chassidus and maybe certain schools in Musar. That the Musa schools are trying to destroy the Yetzer Hara, but the Chassidus is trying to flip the Yetzer Hara into Tov. That's why Chassidus in general is more open to things which the Muslim world is not so open to, because the Muslim world is very wants to get rid of the evil, so it's more of a, it has a tendency to be more of a withdrawal type approach. Stay away, build a wall. And the Hasidus, they believe in going out, being open, and bringing people in. So it has to do with this concept that you can flip the Yetzer Hara into Tov. Okay. So actually, that's the dream. That the Yetzer Hara in the future will take itself will become Tov. You won't have to fight it. It'll be working for you. So that's in the Satachem Lev Chodesh. You won't have this battle in the heart. You'll have a single heart, which will be completely good. Okay. That's the Lev Chodesh. So now, how will this affect, how does this idea apply to this Mizbeach, be Mizbeach Chodesh. Okay. Now, he said like this, one of the most basic functions of the Mizbeach is to unite Am Yisrael. Okay, so because in the Mizbeach, you bring all the Korbanos Tzibur, you bring all the community sacrifices. So it's to unite us, to make us feel that we're united as a one nation. Eliyahu Navi took 12 stones and he put it together to make his Mizbeach because he wanted to have a united idea. So that's the Mizbeach. Okay. The Mizbeach usually is for many stones. One stone is called the Matseva. We don't do that anymore. That the Torah says we're not supposed to make a Mizbeach, a Matseva, one stone. Only many stones put together. Why? Because by the Avos, Avam, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, They made matzeva. They made a single stone to bring a sacrifice, but they were individuals. Avram was an individual, Yitzhak, Yaakov. They weren't a nation yet. Once you got the nation concept with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, then you can't just make a mizbech, one stone, which is for an individual. You have to make many stones put together, build a mizbech. Right, so Am Yisrael is many stones which get united. It's like by Yaakov Avinu's dream, right? He had many stones and then they became united. That's, I once heard a speech from Reb David Lifshitz at Sally. He gave a speech, he said, when he went through the Yam Suf, there were 12 paths, so we entered together and we came out together, but we went through it, each tribe had its own path. So he wanted to say that the Achdus of Am Yisrael also has room for individuality. We're individuals, and we're certainly very much united as a single nation. So that's what the Mizbeach is, many stones put together. Okay, now, so how do you put all these people who are different together? Now, this is the biggest problem that we have nowadays, is the question of how do you take the different types of Jews and make an achdus, it's a huge problem nowadays. Especially in the state of Israel. It's so bad and so that they can't even have an election and get a winner. There's so many splits that it's just impossible to put together a coalition, say the third election in a year. So this is a big issue. So basically what's going on, the problem is the Yetzer Hara. What happens is like this, since there have individualities, this community, that community, the Shivish, modern, Ashkenaz, Sfard, whatever. So, okay, each community has its own special things. And the goal is to put them all together and get united. So that's when the Yetzer Hara gets in there. The Yetzer Hara says, no, let's say this, we said that every person or even group has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, the right side and the left side. So the right side doing good things, and the left side, the Yetzer Hara, is trying to make things bad. So what does he do? He says, it's called the Yetzer Hara of Talmud Chacham, which is a very difficult Yetzer Hara. He says, you're doing such good things, but the other group doesn't do your good things. So if you become united with them, you're going to lose out on your good things, because they're going to try to squash your good things and replace it with their things. So you're going to lose out on that. So it becomes my way, your way, my way, your way. So the Yetzer Hara is what's creating the friction between the parts. Instead of the parts coming together nicely, there's friction. It's because the Yetzer Hara is trying to show that, you're different, so how can you be united? You're different. In the state of Israel, when they created right away the Rabbanut, they made two rabbis, Sfadi and Ashkenaz. This is symbolic of a problem. You know, there should be able to be one rabbi. Okay, change every 8 years. Let it be a rotation or whatever. But to make right away from the beginning two rabbis means that right away you're saying there's a split. It can be one rabbi. And he says the Ashkenazim have their minhag and the Sfaradim have their minhag, and I'm the rabbi of both. That's really what it should be. But the very beginning we start off with splits. So that's where the Yetzer Hara gets involved, unfortunately. So he says, somehow you have to get rid of this evil side, and then you can put pieces together. So now, so that's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a time of Chiddush, of Nu. And basically it's focusing on Am Yisrael and the nation, right? Because you have a Korban Tzibur. So what we find, a very funny thing, that in the Korban Tzibur, there's a Korban Chatos. And we focus on that in the davening. So the Chapa, we mentioned it. It's very prominent. That it's a little bit, it's more prominent than you would expect. It says, Yes, Makrivam from Rosh Chodoshim, Lam Chos Nesato, Saman Kapar Chol Todosim, Biyosim Makmir Fenecha Zivchei Ratzam, Sivei Chatos, Lachape Badam. So Zivchei Ratzam, the regular Kabbonos, and the Sivei Chatos, Lachape Badam. So it emphasizes the Sivei Chatos, and it mentions the Kapar is a little bit. Then it says, "Sikon chu miyut shushuas nafshem yatzonay." It's be'ach chadosh, tzion tochin, ba'adat shosh chodesh na'ara olav, v'sile izim nasef v'rotzon. Again, emphasizing the soil. Now the soil is only one carbon out of a bunch of carbonos, but it gets a separate mention twice over here. So he says, because this is focusing on that tendency to split. Rosh Chodesh is trying to emphasize unity. Kadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh. It basically, the Rosh Chodesh is much, maybe very much a tzibur chag, not so much yachid. It's very little for the yachid to do in Rosh Chodesh. There's the tzibur, they have kabanos. Then there's a halal, it's also a bit minig with the tzibur, basically. So why emphasize so much the soya? The soya is trying to get rid of that sin of splitting the tzibur. The goal of Rosh Chodesh is to try to focus on getting, enhancing the achdus of the tzibur. But there's this wicked streak of splits. So that Sayyir is here to help us overcome that splitting tendency, to forgive us for that. Sura Chatos. The Chazal have a very big problem trying to figure out what sin is the soil of Rosh Chodesh Mechaper. Which sin are we talking about? So he's suggesting it's this sin of the splitting, unwarranted splits among the Jews, where people pick fights or see barriers between one group and the next. So whenever he says like this, he says that if a person would be serving Hashem, if we would be serving Hashem with the right energy, with the right inspiration, we couldn't possibly have any jealousy or any hatreds or competition, because everything is batel to Hashem. It has to be that there's somehow a lack of connection to Hashem. In order for people to get this tendency of focusing upon themselves or their group and the exclusion of the other person or the other group, it has to be that they're not he's not connecting to Hashem properly. Because if he connects to Hashem, he knows Hashem created everybody, and Hashem made people with differences, and Hashem celebrates people's differences, and he would also be celebrating the differences between people. Somehow he's not connecting to Hashem properly. Because he says, you see, from in heaven by the angels, there's an angel of fire, and there's an angel of water. Michael is the angel of water, and Gavril is the angel of fire. And they're able to live together. they all put one another out. Each one exists there in the heaven because they bottled Tashem. So the same thing with us. We were happy like that, that we would not have this thing. So that's why you have this Sawyer, the Chaper, to try to help get ourselves away from the evil of dissension, of splitting, and to become united, which is the goal of Rosh Chodesh. And that's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. It says, Ephraim lo yikane es Yehuda, Yehuda lo yatsu et Ephraim. Ephraim and Yehuda will not have jealousy or hatreds, because all the Jews will be ish echad, will be one. As it says also in Yecheskel, kach lecho eitz echad, katav alav leYehuda. Koach eitz echad, katuv alav, uksov alav, leYosef eitz Ephraim. Vasisim leitz echad. Take two pieces of wood. Hashem tells the Navi, write on one piece of wood the word Yehuda, the other the word Yosef, put them together, they become one. So he says that that's maybe the Lashon in the davening on Rosh Chodesh. We said, Beikim is Beik Chodesh. Mizbeach Chodesh we see in Tochin, Olos Rosh Chodesh Na'al Olav, Sivei Izim Naseh V'Ratzon. It's funny, because the word Ratzon usually has to do with Karbonos, which are there just as gifts, and getting good relationships with Hashem, you're happy. The beginning of the Dab, of the beginning of this Tefillah, we say, Ziv Rosh Chodesh Nasata. It used to be a time of Makrim Lefanecha Zivchei Ratzon Usirei Chatos Lechapa Badom. It used to be that the Zvachim, the other Kaponos of Rosh Chodesh were Ratzon, and the Sirei Chatos was a Kapara. Then it says, Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzion Tochen, make a new Mizbeach. Elish Rosh Chodesh Na'ala Olav Usirei Izim Nasev Ratzon. We'll make the Sirei Izim, the Kaponos of Chatos, will be a Ratzon. It means like this, he says, that it's going to switch in the future. It'll be Mizbeach Chadash, it'll be unity, and there won't be, there'll be a Leif Chadash, and there won't be this tendency to split and to fight and to be different in a bad way, but everything will be united. Then that Sawyer won't be Lechapra, because there won't be this sin of fighting. Then it'll be a Sawyer Izim, the Ratzon. It'll be just a nice carbon to remember that once we had used this, but now it's just a plain goat, which we're bringing it for Ratzah. That's a beautiful chap in the Pasuk and the words. So there won't be any more Sola Chatos for Chapara. It'll be Nasa Baratzah, like a regular carbon Ola. You say series of Nasa Baratzah. And that's why it says Be'er Chodosh, be a completely different situation. All this, all the different stones will be united, as if it was one stone, like one lave. Okay. So we need the geula to happen. Hashem is going to have to give us this blessing. It's a very important, very important thing. Everybody's supposed to try, you know. Maybe we can't fix it. We can't get a global solution through our efforts, but maybe we can do a local solution. We can, within our own spheres, we can create more achdus, stay away from splits. Whatever we can do to it, we should try to have achdus. learned with some of the boys from the other programs, you know, your YP, remember? The JSS, Bokhova, IPC, BMP, from a different program to help the actors. Okay, that was one shtickle. That was on page Kuf Tzedek Zayin, it's a very good shtickle. Okay, now let's see another piece. Okay, so it says in the Gemara that when you put the menorah outside, so the way you should do it is, it should be on the Pesach Habayis, the mezuzah should be on the right, and the Chanukah menorah should be on the left. You walk into the house. Some of Farshim say, okay, that really they're both on the right, except that the Chanukah menorah is on the right when you leave the house. The mezuzah is on the right when you come into the house. Because Chanukah is mainly to bring the message outside the house. The mezuzah might be inside the house. You go into the house, you go into the house to learn Torah, but when you go out of the house, you learn Chanukah, Torah which is outside. Okay, it's Mamsha. Let's see what he says about the mezuzah on the right and the Chanukah on the left when you come in. So, things like this, there's a Gemara that says, the olam tehe smol doche v'yamin mekarevus. The smol, the left, should push away, and the right should bring in. So the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara means that the smol, the left, is midas hadin. You should use din to push away the evil, and the yamin, which is chesed, should bring in the good things. You know, use your left strength to get rid of bad things. Use your right side to bring in good things. That's Pashut Pshat. So what does he say? So the mezuzah is on the right side when you come into the house. That has the parsha of Krishna and Shema and Rav Shemo and the parsha. So it's all the good things, Kedusha. And the Ner Chanukah is on the left. It means a little light can get rid of a lot of darkness. So he says like this, that this, a certain evil thing which is very difficult to fix, and that's gaiva. Gaiva in the Hasidus and Kabbalah, it's the worst of all the midos. It's a mido which is very, very difficult to fix. He compares it to the Zohar says that in Paro's dream there were these skinny cows and they swallowed up the fat cows and there was no trace of the fat cows anymore. They always see the same skinny cows. He says that sometimes the clouds are so dark that even though there's a sun above the clouds which is shining down, but the clouds are black. So the sun goes in and it gets swallowed up by the blackness. Most clouds are white, so that the sun is shining and you're still getting the light of the sun. But sometimes the clouds are so black that the sun goes in and it gets lost. So that's represents a certain evil, which is such a bad evil that even when goodness comes in, it gets completely swallowed up. The goodness can't fix it. Because that's gaiva. Gaiva sometimes is so bad, no matter how much people were doing, just things like someone was asking about this the other day, I was saying, if you learn Torah, Shelo Lishma, most as you learn Torah, Shelo Lishma, it'll become a samovas, it can become a poison. Because the Shelo Lishma means he's probably learning for gaiva, trying to show off. So, and just, if it's a combination, shelo lishma with lishma, that's okay. If he wants to go to her, because it's a mitzvah, because Hashem told him to do it, and he likes it, but also it makes him feel maybe a little bit more gaivadik. So, that's a combination. That won't be some of us. But if it's just the gaiva, that'll be some of us. Okay. So the Yuvanim, they were to pure gaiva. They weren't lishma with the shelo lishma. They were mamish completely shelo lishma. Everything was the ego, show off, to be the warrior, the champion, the victor. Everything was to get that public honor. So. So the thing is like this. How are you going to overcome such a thing? So, says because the Matasyo and the Chashmanoim, they had gaiva of Kedusha. They felt that Hashem was on their side, they could defeat the world power. It's a gaiva of Kedusha. They can even break such a klipa of the gaiva of the Yevanim. And the Or can break the Choshech. So the Or Ner Chanukah can get rid of the klipa of the gaiva. And maybe even bring it into Kedusha. Well, so this was the, something called gaiva of Kedusha. I think that maybe it's in Chabad. That you use the gaiva for kedusha, for good things. It's that idea we said before, that the chassidus is supposed to flip, not just destroy. So if you flip it into kedusha, that we're proud to be from Jews, and we rather have a strong good. We can overcome anything as Torah Jews. I think that's how good as Yisrael is. Good as Yisrael trying to look at Gaiva of Kedusha. We have the strength of Kedusha. Since we go against the Choshech. No matter how big the Choshech is. I think that really two of the Gedolim that we had in my time had that Kayach Gaiva of Kedusha, the Rav and the Baal Kotler. The Rav, he said that you could go into the modern world, you go into university, college, this, and you could be a complete Torah Jew. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. He didn't think at all that the Geisha world was something so powerful in an evil way that you had to stay away from it. He said, no, you can overcome it with the Kedusha. The Vaman Kotler was a very similar thing, but in a different expression of it. He said that you could create total Torah community and learn Torah Lishma any place in America, in Lakewood. Lakewood, when he came, was just a little Goyish village. And it was full of Goyish farms. He said, we're going to make here a Torah center. And look what they have today, thousands of people learning. Night. The gaiva of Kedusha. I feel that the Kedusha has pride. Not apologetic. Rather, we have pride. And we believe in the power of our beliefs, and our mission, and our values, and our agenda. So that's the that's what he says, that the Ner Chanukah was flipping the gaiva of the Yevanim, which was out there in the environment, and flipping them out, saying, no, we're going to have gaiva, have Torah. A little light will get rid of a lot of chasha. That's also a very good lesson. This lesson of Chanukah. There are two very good lessons here in the Shem Mishmah. One was the lesson of both talk about gaiva. One was getting a bit of the gaiva in order to produce achdus. The other is using gaiva to push the agenda of Torah. Okay, right. Just go. Have a good Hanukkah, good Chodesh.